Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, at the final Mishnah of the third Perek. And in this podcast, we will complete the Perek. This continues with the theme of Chezkat Kiyaman, Miniach Perot Liot Mafrish Alein Truma Umasrot. Beforehand, we talked about the Kohen, the Levi, the Oni, still being in their original status of alive or still an Oni, when you're being mafri several months later. Here, the question is the fruit themselves. If you left some perot and you were going to then separate trumot masot for them from some other thing, or ma'od liyot mafrishal en masa sheni, or you had some money that you were going to use to be machal masa sheni, mafrishal en mecheskat shen kayamin. You can assume that they are still around, that they're not rotted, that the money's still there, and be mafrish on them. Im avdu, if on the other hand you come back and find that they're gone, areza choshesh made late. You have to worry for a 24-hour period. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara two versions. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Omer, b'shlosha parkim od kimatayan. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees at least insofar as wine goes, and that is that you have to check the wine three times during the season to make sure it hasn't gone bad and become vinegar if you're mafrish from nachometz alayayin, or vice versa, it's not a good hafrasha. When is that? Bekidum shel motzei achag, which is at the end of Sukkot. Kidum here referring to a particular wind that blows at that time. Uvahatza otzaat smadar, when the buds first come out on the vine. Uvishat knisat mayim baboser, and when the grape starts filling in with water, that's when you have to, at that point, you have to go check. So in other words, those are the three times that you have to check. If you checked it and the wine is good, until that next checking point, you can assume it's good. Now, my mate late, the Gemara immediately asked the question, what does mate late mean? Rabbi Yochanan, my mate late, shall be dika, meaning 24 hours back from when you checked and found that the money was gone or the fruit was gone or fruit was spoiled. 24 hours back, anything that you were mafrish, you have to be mafrish again and assume it wasn't there. But anything before that is fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Ontigono, so my Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Barbianai, made la'et shel hanacha. Says, no, you have to go back and say, only for the first 24 hours after you left them do we assume that they're still there. Afterwards, anything that you did is no good. So if it was a week ago, the first approach would say the first 6 days are good. According to this, only the first day is good. Now, it's not. Imav do areza choshesh meit la'et. The Mishnah said, you're choshesh meit la'et. That's fine, because Shapir, made late, means you have to worry back 24 hours. Elamandar made late, shel hanacha, but according to this Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yanai, who says it means you can only get the first 24 hours assumed to be okay, high made late, it shouldn't say made late. Ad made late, by late, it should say you go back to the first 24 hours. It's Akasha, you're right. The language does support Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Now, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah said that this is the ruling of Rabbi Elazar. Right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, this is the Amor Rabbi Elazar, Chalukin Alav Chaverav Al Rabbi Elazar. The Tana, Rabbi Elazar, did not represent a consensus, but his colleagues disagreed with him. How do I know? Dinan, the famous Mishnah in Mikvot, Mikveh Shenim Dad, V'nimtza Chaser. Let's say you had a mikveh that had been proper size, and then you went and checked it and found that it was deficient, less than 40 sa'ah. Kol tarot shenasu agabav v'mafreya ben mishnech v'mishnech rabim t'meot. Everything that was done there, back to the last time that you checked and found it to be good, since then everything is invalid. Meaning any taharot that you did, if somebody went to the mikvah and then it was osik b'taharot, you have to assume that they were tamei. In other words, we can only accord a tahara to this mikvah at the point that we checked it, not any point further, not 24 hours further, and not till 24 hours ago. So pshita the chalukin. So what is Rabbi Elazar the Amora teaching me to say that there are other opinions that disagree and say that chezkat kashrut does not extend any further than the last time you checked it, if there's a reyuta, because you now saw that it was no good? Because I might think that in that Mishnah in Mikvaot, when it says Lamafreya, maybe it doesn't mean all the way back to when it was checked and it was good, but rather it means 24 hours back. So Kamash Malan, therefore Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, says that the proper understanding of that Mishnah is that everything back until the last time you checked it and it was good is now considered no good. Now, you don't remember Gimel Prakim. From here to the end of the Perek, we have something of a tangent that begins with Rabbi Yehuda's statement about checking wine. Tana Bekidum Shemotzei Chag Shel Tkufa. What does that mean? It means the immediately after Sukkot, when it is during the Tkufa of Tishrei, during the season of the fall. Tana Biyura Omer Gimel Parakim Pochrim Tatzvua. There's 3 points at which you can sell grain, which means if you have partners, one of the partners may go ahead and sell grain without asking his other partner for his permission during these 3 seasons. Lifnei Azera, before the time of planting. Uvishat Azera, at the time of planting. Uviprosa Pesach, and right after Pesach, for a certain season after Pesach. For a certain season before Pesach. That means that the one shutaf can sell without asking the other. So Shaprakim Mochrim Tayan is 3 times you could sell wine. Frosa Pesach, before Pesach, Frosa Tzeret, just before Shavuot, or Frosa Chag, just before Sukkot. In other words, 15 days before each one of the Chagim. V'shemen, when can you sell oil? Miatzeret Va'elach, from Shavuot on. Now, Lamai Hilchata, what's the point of this statement? Amaravi, Temer Papa, L'shutfin, as we said, for partners. V'kan Va'elach, Mai, what about any time after those dates? Rabba Kol Yoma Pirkehu, any time after those dates is Zman Mechira, meaning that there are 3 times during the first season of the thing when you may sell it without permission. Afterwards, any time you may sell it because it has to be sold. Now, Amar Rava Kol Yoma, okay. Now, the Pasuk, we're talking about winds that affect things. So we darshan the Pasuk at the end of Sefer Yonah, Vahikizrach HaShemesh, Yonah went to sleep under the tree. And then, in the morning, Vayman Elohim Ruach Kadim Charishit. So the first thing is that God had the worm come in and the tree shriveled up. Then God made a harsh wind come to affect Yonah so that he would understand that he had tremendous compassion over this tree that was only here one night. So how should Hashem not have compassion on the people of Nineveh? So my charishit, why is the wind called a wind charishit? He learns it from the word lachrosh, to plow, that this wind is so harsh that when it comes over the sea, it makes like furrows in the sea, almost as if it was plowing. So then why does it say that the sun suddenly beat down on Yonah and he fainted from the heat? What does that have to do with this wind? The reason it's called Ruach Harishit is because it silences the word Cheresh. It silences all the other winds because it's such a harsh, hot wind. Now, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Avu Yatvi, they were sitting. Chalifa Azel Gneva Alayhu. Gneva, who, if you recall, from much earlier in the Masechet, was a guy who was pestering Marzutra, but he was a Chacham. He walked in front of him. Amar Chad L'Chavrei. One of Rav Huna said to Rav Chisda, or vice versa, Nekum Mikameh, we should stand up in his presence to Bar Urien, who he's a man of learning. Amal Idach, the other one said, Mekameh Palga Nekum, should we get up in front of somebody who was always causing Machloket? In other words, here we have somebody who's a scholar, but his character traits are bad. Should we stand up for him? In the meantime, while they're discussing this, Gneva came and approached them. Amarlo, and he said, "Bemayaskitu, what are you learning?" So Amrule Beruchot. We're talking about the winds. Now, it could be that they were playing a game because they really were talking about him, and maybe they wanted to say that his arrival was like the arrival of a harsh wind. In any case, that's what they said. Amarlohu Achim Rav Chanan Barava Amarav. So I will quote something in the name of Rav about the winds. Arbaruchot Minashvot B'chol Yom. The 4 winds blow every day. Ruach Tzfonim Nashevetim Kulan. The north wind blows with each of them. Shemalei Kain. If it wasn't for the north wind blowing, in Alamid Kaim Afilu Shachat, the world could not stand. Evidently, they understood somehow that the north wind keeps the world going. Ruach Tzfonim Kashami Kulan. The south wind is the harshest one. V'yomalei Ben Netzma Amidah. If it weren't for this Malach that's shaped like a hawk, that stands and keeps the south wind from overcoming the world, Machrevet Kol Alam Kulam Paneha. Shinemar, Haminatcha Yov Yeavar Neitz Yifros Knafav L'Teman. This is in the famous presentation of Hashem to Yov. It says basically, you know nothing about how the world works. And one of the things he points out is, do you understand how the hawk takes wind and goes to the south? So here they're learning Neitz as being a reference to this Malach that kind of pushes things to the south. Rav Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Havu Yatvi, they were sitting. Havu Chalifa Azu Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov Di'ati Beguarka D'Dahava. So Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov, that's the famous Rav Nachman, who was the son-in-law of the Reish Galuta, was riding in a gold chariot. Ufari Saleh Sur Sarbala Dekarti had a very famous garment over him. Rava Azel Gabe. Rava, who was a student, came to greet him. Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo Azel Gabe. He wouldn't go greet him. Amar, tell me, Inshid of Resh Galuta Ninu. Maybe those people are from the Resh Galuta, from the Exilarch's house. And he said, Rava Tzarichlu. Rava needs them, so he has to go there. Ana lo Tzarich, Ana lo Tzarich, Ana lo. I don't need them. I don't need their good graces. So therefore, I'm not going to go and show the honor. Karchazer of Nachmar Yit Bar Yaakov have Ozil Gabe. Once he saw it was of Nachmar Yaakov, though, in the chariot, he went also. Goli Ladare, Nachmar Yaakov lifted up his arms so that his arm became exposed. Amar Shadya Noshiv. It looks like the wind is blowing, and his arm was so scorched. Amarav Achi Amarav Ishama Pelletbo. He said, you know what they say about the south wind? The south wind blows, then a woman would, when he lifted up his arm, it looked like the carriage was moving. That's how much it looked like the wind. So they were commenting about the wind. Rava said, this wind is so harsh that it'll cause a miscarriage. Shmuel Amar Afilu Margalit Shabayam Rakevet Bov. This wind is so harsh that even a pearl at the bottom of the sea gets rotted as a result. Even if a woman has semen inside of her womb, it goes sour. This wind affects everything. It's a harsh, kind of like a chamsin. Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, Ushloshtan Mikra Achad Darshu. Both Shmuel Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan were all darshaning the same pasuk. The pasuk is, Ki hu ben achim yafri, yavo kadim ruach Adonai minbar olev yevosh mikoro. So he separates between brothers. This wind of Hashem comes from the desert and dries up the sources. So Yevosh Mekoro, what's that? Zemukarai Shelisha. That's the woman's womb, meaning the miscarriage. V'yecharav Ma'ayano, what's that? Zeshichvat Zerah Shemei Isha. That's the semen that might be in the womb. Hu Yiseh Otsar Kol Kleichem Dal. The end of the Pasuk, Zumar Galit Shemayam. He destroys or pillages all of the precious things. That's talking about jewels at the bottom of the sea. So Amar Rava, E Adi Surahu. The Daiki cry. Something they learned from the people in Surah who were able to read the Pasuk very carefully. Maikihu ben achim yafri. How did he learn it from the beginning of the phrase that he separates between brothers? Amarava afilu shufta bekufina demara rafia. Even the handle of a peg, it gets separated with this wind. Rabbi Yosef Mar afilu sichta bedafna rafia. Even a peg inside of a wall suddenly gets loose because it gets so dry, it gets loose and falls out. Rabbi Yaakov Mar afilu kanya bechufta rafia. All right, even a reed that is woven into a basket gets loose. And the idea is this wind is so harsh and dry, it dries everything off, and all of the natural moisture that keeps things a little bit expanded and tight where they are, suddenly they shrivel up and they fall out. And with that, we've come to the end of Perek Kol HaGet. And Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next podcast, I'll begin with an introduction to the fourth and fifth Perekim, which are a subset within Masachet Gittin that have very little to do with Gittin, and have everything to do with Tikkun HaOlam, which we'll deal with in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.